Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's a song that we sang at Christ for the Nations whenever I went to Bible college. And the song is strictly straight from the Bible, strictly book, chapter, and verse. And it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times." And it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, pure words, pure words. The words of the Lord are pure words. The words of the Lord are pure, like silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times, like silver tried in the furnace of the earth. The words of the Lord are pure." I want to share the word with you this morning. So important that we hear the word of the Lord and hear what He has to say to us. Why is it so important? Because the words of the Lord are pure. The words of the Lord are pure. 5,467. Magic number. 5,467. What does that mean? Anybody got an idea? No idea? 5,467 promises made to all believers given to us today in the Bible. 5,467 promises God made to us. What more do we need? Turn that phone off before somebody calls me and interrupts what I'm doing. Yeah, turn mine off. I don't want to be interrupted in this. I know that God wants to speak this morning. I know He wants to change some lives, maybe even change some minds, some concepts, and some thinking about the things of God and how important it is to apply the things of God to our life today and how we're supposed to live the things of God and believe that His Word is true. In fact, it says this, 1 Corinthians 1:20 says, "All the promises of God," that's not in there, you don't have to go to that one yet, "all the promises of God are yea and amen." Every single one of them are yea and amen. There is not a promise in the book. 5,467 promises from God are all yea and amen. Every single one of them. God spoke to you and to me and to every believer. But there is a condition. There is a condition to every one of those promises. Every single one of those promises, you must believe. If you choose to believe them, you can live them, you can move them, you can enjoy them, you can reap the benefits thereof. But if you choose not to believe them, guess what? If you doubt, you'll do without. Simple. God said, simply said, if you choose to believe, you can enjoy the benefits of heaven. How'd you get saved? Book, chapter, and verse. John 3:16, "You are a whosoever." Very simple. You got saved by being a whosoever. And you're still a whosoever today. It's very important to understand that. There is no other way into heaven without believing. There is no other way into salvation without believing. For man must believe in his heart that God said it, and if he believes it, then he can receive it. He can enjoy the benefits thereof. Well, today, that's just prelims, okay? That's just prelims. You just enjoy that one and soak that one in for a moment. I want you to know that I believe what I'm preaching today, I live. What I'm going to preach to you today, I live. And I learned early on in my life from Ruth, from Kenneth Copeland, from Jerry Savelle, from many other men and women of God that spoke into my life these truths that transformed my life, that made me basically who I am today, that I live and I breathe. If God said it, for some reason, I'm simple enough to believe it. If God said it, I'm just going to believe it. And if we choose to believe it, there again, we can enjoy the benefits thereof. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 simply says this: For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For we, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. Now, I was quoting King James, okay? I read King James most of the time, but this is the New King James Version. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Very simple. I want to talk to you today about the weapons that God has given us as believers to war against all the other things that come against us in life. And you will find things come against you. In fact, you'll find things come against you on a daily basis. First and foremost, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. The name. One of the first weapons that we have been given is the name of Christ. He gave us His name. Scripture says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, Therefore God also has highly exalted Him. Who? Jesus. And given Him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those things in heaven, those things on the earth, and those things even under the earth. And that every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. The name of Jesus, one of the most powerful weapons that God has given us. One more, John chapter 14, verse 13. I want you to grab a hold of this. Please grab a hold of this. Please hold on to it, because I promise you it'll change your life. It'll change your thinking. It'll help you to become and live the Christian life, and even live the victorious Christian life. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I... What? What did he say? I cannot believe that. He gave us His name, and then He said, Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. What? Did He say He would do it? He did, didn't He? That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. One of the most powerful weapons that we have. This is not just, we're talking about military today, and I am so grateful for our military. Gosh, I am so grateful for our military. We live in the greatest country in the world, bar none. I've seen many countries. I've been in many countries, and there is no country like the United States of America. None. Our weaponry is bar none above all other countries. There is no country got the weaponry that we've got. But the weapons of our warfare as Christians today is not carnal. It's not eye in the sky. It's not satellites. It's not guided missiles. It's not all that we have as a country. This is the carnal aspect. I'm talking about the carnal aspect of our weapons for our nation, for our country. And my .30-06, I absolutely love. My .380, I absolutely love. My 9mm, I love. My .30-30, I love. My 12-gauge, I love. I like my guns, and I appreciate the weapons that man has today. We have all these weapons, and we can use them. I went hunting all day yesterday and enjoyed every minute of it. I was in the woods all day long and loved it. I got to see God's creation. I got to talk to God about this message I'm preaching today. I got to have good prayer time and just sit in the sun and froze my butt off first thing yesterday morning. It was cold out there. It was cold, but it was fun. But I want you to know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not the weapons that we use on a day-to-day basis in the physical arena. The weapons of our warfare are mighty. Are mighty. The most powerful weapons on earth today are the weapons God has given us as believers. The name of Jesus being number one. Name of Jesus. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. Powerful, powerful weapon. You know what? Many times we forget to use the weapons that we have. If somebody was breaking into my house, the first thing I'm going to reach for is under my pillow. Because I'm going to defend my home. I'm going to do everything that I can to defend my home. Would you? Rock would. Guarantee you would. I will defend my home, that which God has given me. And I know He gave it to me because I was with nothing. And now I have a lot. To God be the glory. But in the spiritual world, we have an adversary called the devil. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Terry preached an awesome message last week. That was powerful. That was so powerful and enlightening. That the enemy is like a roaring lion. And he's not just like a roaring lion. He's trying to devour like a roaring lion. He loves to devour. He loves to divide homes. He loves divorce. He loves causing people to go bankrupt. He loves stealing your health. He loves robbing you. He loves, and I could go on and on and on about the death and destruction in the world today. He loves to have somebody go out of their mind and go in and shoot places up and kill people. The devil is wicked. He is wicked, but I got good news for you. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess to the glory of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. The name of Jesus. Matthew 18:18-19. These are just, I want you to know I exercise these. In my life, I use these in my prayer time. I use these weapons that God have given me in my prayer time. Matthew 18:18. Surely I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, how do you do that? God says, whatsoever, Jesus said, this was in red letter, real important. If it's in red, it's pretty important. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. How do you do those things? You do them in prayer. By taking your authority over certain situations that's going on. I take authority over the devil where my finances are concerned, and I loose the blessings of God upon my finances. I take authority over the devil where my vehicles are concerned, and I ask God to keep them running. And then I loan them to somebody and they wreck them. I didn't pray over it. I didn't pray over it as it left the driveway and it got total. But that's okay. God gave me another vehicle. Sorry. Sorry, Gail. But that's okay. God always provides. I've got a truck out there. It's got 179,000 miles on it. And I'm still driving it back and forth to Lawrenceburg every day because the blue car got wrecked. God provides. But getting back to lose me. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And then it goes one step further. I want you to look at verse 19. And again, if two of you on earth coming and go. Okay, let me get the wire pulled up out of my pants. There we go. Am I on? When you choose to fight the good fight of faith and believe God rather than believe in your circumstances, someone do. If you choose to walk in faith and believe God rather than believe in your circumstances, and then stand up against Him, and the Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. He is a roaring lion. He is the God of this world, but greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. The Jesus in you is more powerful than the enemy of our soul. And the Jesus in you will cause you to rise up whenever certain circumstance. There's times I get angry in the spirit, and it comes out. It comes out, and it comes out in anger against the enemy. And it's mostly the time it's in prayer. But there's times whenever I'm dealing with a certain situation that I'll say, just like Jesus did to Peter, I rebuke you, Satan. He looked at Peter in the face and said, I rebuke you, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have the things of this world in mind and instead of the things of God in mind. And there's been certain situations where I've conversations going on where I disagreed, and I just walked away, and I just rebuked Satan as I walked away. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Rather than offending or causing heartache or pain in the situation, I just walk away. Just walk away. Sometimes it's better that way, but even under my breath, I'll rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. I know that you are a liar. And there's no truth in you, and all you do is come to steal, kill, and destroy. And God has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I take authority over you, and I render you powerless because you are under my feet. That's what the book says. The book says He's under our feet. He said we don't have to allow Him. I'll ask you this. I heard one preacher say this. He said, if I open my front door, and the first thing come running in my front door was an old muddy hog, what would I do? What would I do? I'm going to do everything I can to get that hog out of my house because he's going to mess up my new floors. Or he's going to turn over my furniture. He's going to do everything he can to destroy and to disrupt in your home if the old muddy hog come running in your front door. He's going to do everything he can. Same way with the devil. But the thing is, we've got to close that door. Poof. We run the hog out, poof, and close the door. And keep him from coming back in. We do these things with the weapons of our warfare. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. By the authority of that name, I render you powerless over my life. That's the prayer of binding and loosing. And then if that doesn't work, I'll come get Rock. I'll say, Rock, grieve with me. Brother, grieve with me that this is going to happen. Because God said it was going to happen. God said this was His plan. God said this was His will. So agree with me. And the Bible says where two or more agree on earth as touching any one thing, it shall be done. Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. How much more should we apply the truth to our lives as believers? We should be taking authority over. That's what exercising that authority, the prayer of binding and loosening, and the prayer of agreement is exercising your authority as a rightful believer, as a believer in the truth of God's word. That the Father in heaven may be glorified. How do you glorify God? Agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done of our Father which is in heaven, that the Father may be glorified. Jesus said, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified. Agree. Authority. Mark 11, 22 and 23. For assuredly I say unto you, whoever would say unto this mountain, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and doubt not in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he will, what? What? Whatsoever he saith. That's your authority as a believer. Those things which you saith shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever things you saith. Gosh, that's hard to believe, isn't it? That's hard to grasp. But once you mull over that for a few times and you read that and you talk about it and you exercise it and you live it, you'll see it come to pass. Because the Word of God will produce faith in your heart. And you'll start saying, I don't care what happens. God said, whatsoever I ask. In faith, believing, God said, He said He'd do it for me. Wow. That's deep, isn't it? But that's real. That's reality. That's truth. If Jesus said it, that should settle it for us. If Jesus said it, we should believe it. We should grab hold of it and hold on to it and have some tenacity about us and not be wishy-washy. And I'm speaking to myself, okay? I'm speaking to me as well. Not be wishy-washy in our faith, but believe that God, if God is wanting to bless us and He's wanting to pour His Spirit out upon us, He's wanting to meet the needs, then we should believe that if He does, if He says it, we should believe it. Speak to those mountains. Begin speaking to those mountains and you'll see things come to pass. Matthew 4:4. One of the most powerful tools. He gave us His name. That wasn't enough. He gave us the prayer of binding and loosing. That wasn't enough. He gave us the prayer of agreement. That wasn't enough. He gave us the authority as believers. But that wasn't enough. So He said, okay, I'll give you my word. I'll give you my word. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, but He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. How many? Every word. 5,467 promises by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Simply believe that God will do what He says He will do is faith. That's faith. Simply believe that God will do what He says He will do is faith. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing
and hear the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. In fact, if I tell you something, I'm going to do something, if I tell you and I promise you that I'm going to do it and I fulfill it, what do you believe? You believe in me. You believe that I will do what I say I will do, right? But if I fail you, what do you believe? He's just a liar. He ain't nothing but a liar. He didn't follow through. He didn't give me that $10 he said he was going to give me. Or he didn't give me that house payment he promised he would give me. God is God, right? Scripture says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Seek after God with your whole heart. Pour your life and all that you have into God. He gave his life for us. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. All the worlds that we see, and even the worlds that we don't see, were framed, put into construction by the Word of God. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. We're born again by the Word of God. Luke 8:11, now the seed is the Word of God. Talking about the parable of the sower. The seed is the Word of God. How important should the Word be in our lives? If the Scripture says the very entrance to the Word of God gives light, and that light penetrates the darkness and drives the darkness out, how important should the Word be in our lives? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but how many of you spent time in the Word this week? Well, I prayed. How many of you spent times in the Word this week? My son, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 and 23. My son, attend to my words. Listen and apply, for they are life to those who find them. And it doesn't say just life. It says it is health to all their flesh. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul is prospering. What is the soul? The soul is simply this. It is your seat of learning. Your soul is your mind, your emotions, and those things that kind of control you, your senses and your taste and touch and feel and all. That's your soul. That's the inside part of you. That is not your spirit. You are spirit, soul, and you are body. You have a spirit that has a soul and lives in a body. Your seat of learning, ways of comprehending and dealing with situations in life, is called your soul. Scripture says, thou art cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word. You are born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. And God wishes above all things that we prosper. That's a promise, that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls are prospering. I got 5 minutes. When you've done everything, when you've prayed and you've bound and you've taken authority over and it just keeps coming. Ever been there? It just keeps happening over and over, and you struggle, and you repent, and you ask God to help you, and you take authority over, and you get somebody to agree with you in prayer, and it just keeps coming. What do you do? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the belt. I had never seen this as a weapon until I went into this study and started studying about the weapons of God. Did you know that quitters never win? You know the only difference between a quitter, a winner, and a loser is this? The quitter got up, started fighting again. That made him a winner. He didn't give up. He got right back up. He got knocked down, he got up. Got knocked down, he got up. Got knocked down, he got up. It makes you a winner. Stand is a weapon. Whenever you just stand, okay, Lord, I've done everything. And I want you to read that. Give me just 1 second. I want you to hear this. No, I've got it marked. Bear with me. I had it marked and lost it. I almost did. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, verse 13, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, is what it says. Having done all, you're at wit's end. You've done everything that you know to do. To stand, you've done everything that you know to do. Stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the belt of truth, having the breastplate of righteousness. That righteousness says that you are in Christ, that you belong to God. That's what that breastplate says. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. You've been washed in the blood. The blood has cleansed you from every unrighteousness. You've repented. You know you're right with God. And yet the enemy just keeps beating on you. Just keeps coming at you. Therefore stand. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he says this, above all that, you're standing. You're standing, you're holding on. You fought the good fight. You're fighting and continuing to fight. It says, above all, take unto you the shield of faith, whereby you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. What are fiery darts? Lies? Accusations? Deceptions? Where do they play? Where does that video play? In your soul. In your mind. Those fiery darts are nothing but thoughts that have been projected. Have you ever done this? My God, where did that thought come from? I'd never think that. And you shake your head. Have you ever done that? Yes, no, I have. Where did that come from? And you ask yourself, I don't think like that. That ain't me. It's coming straight from the pit of hell. He's doing everything he can to keep you from standing. He's doing everything he can to trip you up. He's been doing it for 2,000, however many years this world's been going. He's been doing it that long. So he's pretty darn good at it. Pardon my English. He knows what he's doing. And he knows what buttons to push to get you to react instead of respond. A response is something you think about before you do it. A reaction is, oh, hell no. Yes or no? A response is, let me think about that and I'll talk to you after a while. Instead of responding or reacting. But he knows what buttons to push, Mike. He knows how to get ahead of you and cause you to sin. He knows what he needs to do. And if you will do this, I'm gonna tell you point blank. If you will just stand whenever all hell breaks loose against you, if you've done everything else you know to do, just stand. Victory will come. Victory will come. And the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Start speaking the Word. And then he says in verse 18, praying always. Living the Christian life is not easy. If it was easy, everybody in the world would be doing it. It's easier to live the worldly life. Having no rules, no regulations, it's easier. Having no guidelines, it's easier. But the reality is there is a heaven that we're looking forward to. And God has made 5,467 promises that gives us victory every day if we choose to live them. One of the last weapons I want to share with you, Jude 20. And it talks about prayer. But you, beloved, God talking to you, each one of us individually. But you, beloved, building up yourselves. That word building up literally means to pour strength into oneself. Building up. Just like the emphasis on this was as a bodybuilder. Builds his muscles, pouring strength into himself, making himself stronger each and every day by exercising and doing all that he has to do to make those muscles bulge. Not this one, okay? I struggle with this one. This is my struggle. And I'm fighting the good fight of faith to keep it little. How? Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Every one of you here know how to pray. Some of you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you utilize the gifts of tongues. Utilize that gifts if you haven't been, it's available. And that's another message. That's not for today, okay? It's available to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. But today, the weapons that we've been given, the name of Jesus, prayers of faith, prayers of binding and loosing, the authority that God has given us as a believer, the assurance of Christ in our life, the Word of God, one of the most powerful tools that we have, the weapons that we have. And when you've done everything else to stand, you're just, I've stood, I ain't quitting. I refuse to quit. Get some tenacity, some backbone. I ain't letting go. I refuse to let go of this promise. The promise is yes and amen. I'm going to hold on to it. God said he would bless me. In fact, there was a prophet that he held on. I'm not letting go until you bless me. And God blessed him. And left him a remembrance of the promise of God. Praying in the Spirit. And if you know of others, I want to know about them, because I'm going to start using them. If you know of other, and I'm going to, one of the greatest weapons is just love everybody. Just love everybody. I tell people I don't even know I love them. Why? The love of God constrains me, consumes me. It holds me. It carries me. It's my all in all. Jesus is my Savior, and I take it very personal. He is my Savior. I hope He's yours. I hope He's yours. He's my best friend. I talk to Him when I can't talk to nobody else. And I talk to Him just like I'm talking to you. If I'm going through something, Lord, what in the... And I don't mind saying hell, because He knows it's real. Why am I having to go through this? What's going on? God knows already. He knows what we have need of before we ever even ask. But we are in a battle. And we've been told to fight the good fight. Let's stand.
Word of God and none effect by the traditions of men. And sometimes we get caught in traditions. And for those who are really disappointed that we didn't sing a patriotic song this morning, we had one at the end. God Bless America, you all know it. You know what it means. You know that that's what we want. But I just feel like there's a war song we need to sing this morning to close out this service. It's called The People of God. And I think Brandy found it for us. So it's in C. With our lips let us sing one confession. With our hearts held to one truth alone. For He hath erased our transgressions, claimed us and called us His own, His very own. We're the people of God, called by His name, from the dark and delivered from shame. One holy race, saints everyone, because of the blood of Christ, Jesus the Son. Hear us, O spirits of darkness, so You will know where we stand. We are His servants, purchased by scars, bought by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. We're the people of God, called by His name, and delivered from shame. One holy race, saints everyone, because of the blood of Christ, Jesus the Son. We're the people of God, called by His name, from the dark and delivered from shame. One holy race, saints everyone, because of the blood of Christ, Jesus the Son.
Lord wants to heal you today. That you? We'd like to pray with you at the service.
closing, he said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth." Go in the blessings of the Lord. God bless you. If you got ringing in your ear, I want to pray with you. It comes and goes. It was like the Lord said, it comes and goes. So if you're struggling with that, I'd like to pray with you. Go in peace. Amen.